And now the game where we ask people who've done so much about stuff about which they care so little. It's called Not My Job. Now, people sometimes wonder if I had any childhood experiences that led me to this particular gig. Well, it was more of a childhood trauma. I used to be addicted when I was growing up to the Gong Show. That's the weird game show from the 70s in which mostly untalented people did sometimes atrocious acts until they were put out of their misery by the ringing of a gong. And now the laughing master of ceremonies and creator of this show was Chuck Barris. He also created the dating game, the newlywed game. And I realized watching that show, it's better in life to be the gonger than the gonged. Chuck Barris, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Wow.
Good to be there.
Now, you did so much. At one time, you had, I don't know how many half hours of television on every week, just a crazy amount of TV back in the 60s and 70s. Is there a way to sort of describe in some the Chuck Barris television oeuvre?
Well, I think what I brought into television was spontaneity. I don't think shows before were spontaneous. They had mostly question and answer shows and stunt shows, stuff like that.
Right. So.
But there wasn't a correct answer to any question that what was your favorite sandwich? So, you know, that was all it was.
Yeah, I mean, I want to describe this for people who weren't lucky enough to watch it. But, for example, as you say, at the time, quiz shows, there's a right answer. What's the capital of whatever? You had, for example, the newlywed game. You brought in newlyweds and you asked them questions, and they each had to agree on what some truth about their relationship. And you saw how often
that they did. That was, I think, that was probably the best show I ever created.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, all I needed was four couples, eight questions, and a washer dryer.
There you go.
And I was free. That really was, you know, superlative.
Superlative TV. Now, the Gong Show was a talent show. You were the host. You actually appeared on camera. And you had a panel of judges. And people would come on and do acts of various kinds. Singing, dancing, whatever, juggling. And it was called the Gong Show because if they were really bad, any of the judges could, for whatever reason, ring a gong and their act would stop and they'd be thrown out, right?
That's right.
Right. And let me ask you, what was your vision of that show?
Well, you know, when I started out, I was trying to find good talent, and all I found was really bad talent. Occasionally, I found one or two good acts, but so I came back to ABC or NBC, I forget whichever network.
Oh,
I was.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. And I said to them, let's do a show with bad talent. And we ended up doing the Gong Show.
There you go. Now, one of the things about the Gong Show that was sort of fascinating for me as a young kid was how humiliating it often was for the people who were gonged. I mean, there were some really bad people showing off their badness. And when you think about it, I mean, wasn't that part of the appeal of a lot of your shows, watching people being put in embarrassing situations?
I don't think so.
Really?
I always thought that the people that did my shows, the contestants, were having the time of their life. You know, the lady on the Gong Show who walked out with a box on her head thought that was the most creative thing she ever did.
And wait a minute. She just walked out with a box in her head?
That was all.
That was it.
A box in her head.
She just stood there with a box in her head?
That's right.
Did she move?
Ridiculous?
Did she dance?
You know,
did she sing?
I just told her, I'm amazed at your act. We had a lady sing Havana Gila and then die. She died right on stage.
She actually died?
Yes, she did. She died, and her husband said that was exactly the way she wanted to go.
Did she win?
No.
I mean, you got to give her some points for that.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think she won.
All right. Do you watch American TV now? Is there anything on TV that you like that you say, man, I wish I'd thought of that?
Well, you know, of course, I wish I thought of American Idol, but I have never seen it.
You've never watched American Idol?
No, I haven't. But I don't think I've seen it because I think I would really envy it. Right. You know, that was such
I got to tell you, the early rounds of American Idol are just like the Gong Show without Jamie Farr. It's like,
it's true.
They're not very good people.
It lacks the gong.
Yeah, you could use the gong.
Yeah,
has anybody ever made the connection and said, you know, these talent shows, these elimination shows that we're seeing today that are so popular, their roots are in the Gong Show?
No.
Nobody. We do. We do. Simon Callow is J.P. Morgan without the gong, okay?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Or maybe Paul Abdul.
Without a lot of else.
Yeah, I know.
The gong.
Hey, I got to ask you about this. Of course, I don't know if you wrote The Great American Novel. You've written some novels. You also wrote a memoir, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Great book made into a fantastic movie written by Charlie Kaufman, directed by George Clooney. I recommend it to everybody. And, of course, in that book, you revealed that in addition to being a game show entrepreneur, songwriter, you were also a CIA assassin. And I'm wondering if that helps you get really good tables at restaurants.
Well, I've never admitted that I was or wasn't a CIA assassin, but I'll just tell you what someone high up in the CIA said.
Please.
He said, Barris must have been standing too close to the gong.
Yeah, you think? In my world, it's totally true.
I agree with you.
I think so. Well, Chuck Barris, we have invited you here today for you to play a game for once, and this time we're calling it...
As God is my witness, I will keep eating these damp little cheeseburgers till I get the beanie baby I want.
Nobody needs to be told this because of all the celebrations all over the nation this weekend, but this week marks the 30th anniversary of the McDonald's Happy Meal. The most effective calorie delivery system since the IV drip. So we're going to ask you three questions about the Happy Meal, its history. If you answer two correctly, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, of course, Carl's voice on their home answering machine, plus, of course, a worthless plastic gimcrack to make it interesting. So, Carl, who is game show genius Chuck Barris playing for?
Chuck is playing for Kathy Murphy of Norris, Tennessee.
So as you know, it's not the meal that makes everybody so happy. It's the toy. All of your questions are about the toys that come with Happy Meals. First question, just this last spring, parents objected en masse to a Happy Meal toy. What was it? A, it was a musical CD which some parents said dropped the F-bomb on their little diners. B, a clumsy boy doll who breaks a little vase. It led to thousands of dollars of real damages by child imitators. Or C, a Pocahontas doll with what some thought was a shockingly revealing buckskin miniskirt.
Oh, I missed that one.
You know, I've seen your show a bunch of times, and I always figure that the worst answer is the best.
You think so?
You know, so I'm going to go with one.
You're going to go with one, the musical CD.
Yeah.
You're right. Very good. The Kids Bop CD has the word looking in one of its lyrics, but that's not what some parents heard. McDonald's, in response, told the parents to look off. All right. Next question. On one occasion, a Happy Meal led to a lawsuit. McDonald's was sued by whom over a Happy Meal? Was it A, William Shatner, B, a member of the band Devo, or C, Casey Kasem?
Ooh.
Casey Kasem?
Casey, you're going to go for Casey Kasem, sued. He's litigious. He sued the McDonald's for their Happy Meal.
That's right.
No, I'm afraid it was a member of the band Devo.
Oh.
This is what happened. As part of their American...
Guys with upside-down planters on
exactly
their head?
Right.
Yeah.
Think about the upside-down planter, the Devo costume. Well, as part of their American Idol series of figurines, McDonald's introduced a little figure called New Wave Larry, who had that little upside-down flower pot in his head.
New Wave Larry?
Has that copyrighted, sued.
They stole those flower pots over their own mom's porch.
But nobody thought of putting them on their head. So, this is exciting because Chuck knows the value of keeping things exciting till the end of the game. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knows. So last question. This is it. Winner or loser. The greatest.
This is the key.
The greatest toy ever found in a Happy Meal was discovered by a child 2 years ago right here in Chicago, Illinois. What was it? A, a bag of marijuana, pipe, and lighter. B, an adorable baby Norwegian rat, which the child kept as a pet. Or C, a 5-carat diamond.
Ooh. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Ooh. That is really tough. Okay, I'm going to go with two.
You're going to go with two, the little baby Norwegian rat scurrying around in there?
Yeah.
It's possible.
I don't think that's right.
No, you should.
I picked the rat.
You're going to go with the rat?
Yeah.
Despite my skeptical look?
Yeah.
You're just going to stick with the rat.
He's on the phone, Peter. He can't see your skeptical look.
I described my skeptical look to him.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk you out of the rat.
Yes, you did. You just talked me out of the rat.
I just talked out of the rat. Okay.
I'm going to the bag of marijuana.
The bag of marijuana, you say?
Yes.
You're correct.
Oh,
yes.
How about them apples?
How about them apples? Guy comes to work at McDonald's, says, oh, my God, I brought my stash. What am I going to do? I know. I'll stick it in this empty Happy Meal box. Some other guy grabs the Happy Meal box, puts a Happy Meal in it, sends it out. Some little kid's like, Mama, what's this? And
oh, you're lucky, son. You got the really Happy Meal.
Carl, how did Chuck Barris do in our quiz?
It took some doing, Peter, but he had... Chuck had two correct answers, so he wins for Kathy Murphy.
Well done.
All right.
I could not.
Thank you. I'm glad, Kathy.
Chuck Barris is the creator of classic game shows like The Dating Game, The Newlywed Game, and The Dong. Excuse me. Whoa. Sorry. Bonk. Give me a gong for that. Thank you. Chuck Barris has also written numerous books, the latest of which is Who Killed Art Deco, and your bookstore is now. Chuck Barris!
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having me.
For being here. What a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Take care.
Bye, Peter.
Bye-bye, Chuck.